all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Two women were busted in Jersey for cheating during a church game of bingo.
Oh.
Isn't that fantastic?
I mean, always a bad place.
Yeah. You know? The big prize, under $200.
Oh, man.
They were taping the numbers down over their cars.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
For $200? Like for 200 11. Bucks.
Listen, if you're going to make a move, I always say you got to consider risk versus reward, right? If you're going with a heist or something like that, I mean, it's got to have a big payoff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you try and take the morality out of it. Don't do it at your church is usually a bad idea.
Yep. Well, there you go. Man. That's all I need to know about you if you're cheating at church bingo. But it made me think about like my grandfather, who has now passed, and you know, I miss him every day.
Sure.
But he used to cheat all the time in cards.
Oh, yeah.
So he would teach us how to play cards. Like, right. He was Italian, so he used to teach us this game called Scopa. Uh-huh. So we would play it, but then he would constantly cheat, but for real cheat.
Right.
And we it took us a long time to realize.
To figure it out.
Yeah.
And even like, longer to call him on it, I'm sure.
Right. Right. Once we started realizing, it would be like, no, like, that's not right.
Right.
But it always became the thing is, like, you had to catch him out cheating. Mm-hmm. And why he wanted to cheat versus a five-year-old, I'll never know.
Right.
But
you play to win the game.
That's funny.
That's it.
That's right. No mercy.
Yeah, who's the biggest cheater in your life?
You know, I don't really recall my father cheating a lot, but I'll tell you something. My father, my grandmother, slightly less, but, you know, my father never let me win at anything. So when I beat him, it was incredible, but it took till I was like 12.
Wow.
And it didn't matter what we were playing. It could be G.I. Joe's. Right. It could be checkers or chess. It could have been anything. I mean, it just, he would not let me win.
Right. But was he hiding the Seven of diamonds in his pocket like my grandfather would.
But I'm trying to think. I mean, it was back in the day, too, so they had, like, what they called electronic football was really just a vibrating piece of stainless steel, and things would slide across it. Mm-hmm. And I remember there being, like, all of a sudden be like, how come you have 30 guys and I have 10?
Right.
Or something like that. So, you know, I don't really know. You know, when you're little, it's a shell game. They distract you over here with something flashy, and then they cheat over here.
It's easy to cheat with children. So, you know,
agreed.
Here we go.
Trying to take money. Do it for kids.
It is easy to cheat with kids.
If you're trying to name your team or business and you leave it up to the internet, that's all I need to know about you.
Why? I think that's a great idea.
It never goes.
Bodie McBoatface. Yeah, remember that time? That was awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
but that's what people want.
But if you're naming, there's a baseball team over on the other side of the state in New London County that's looking for a name and they left it up to the internet.
Oh, right.
So why aren't we brainstorming that?
If you want to, you can name it the Connecticut Anna and Raven Show.
No.
So what have they, is there a name that really bothers you? I said Mud Mules looked pretty cool.
I like that one.
Mill Mules or something. I saw that too.
I just don't like it. It's a bad idea.
And there
it's
was something
fun
about Golden Roses, which I'm not feeling that one. I gotta be honest.
So romantic.
I have to think about this because I want to name a baseball team here in Connecticut.
Right. Do it.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right, we're going to work on that. If coming up, if you have something all I need to know about you, call 1-800-330-9999. Yesterday, this was number 5 on the top trending stories in Connecticut, and I don't understand.
What's that?
Stores begin announcing plans to close on Thanksgiving. When did that become a thing?
Right.
Like, oh, everybody, let's stop and applaud you because you're giving your people a day off that they already should have off.
We got to hand out plaques, man.
Oh,
this
my
is
gosh.
The thing. So it went to both ways here, right? The big thing became those that were going to open early on Thanksgiving.
Right.
And now it's almost like a political or religious statement to come out in front and say, nope, we're not going to be open Thanksgiving.
I don't know about religious, but okay.
But you're a bank. You're supposed to be closed.
So did I .9, it's Anna and Raven. I'm looking at this list and I go, I want to know what that PR department thinks is going to happen when they release the statement saying on Thanksgiving, when the rest of the nation is also off spending time with their family.
Right.
We want to be applauded for actually giving our employees a day off. Like, what?
Hero or zero,
cold
man.
And soulless as you think we are.
Yeah, we are to call this hero or zero.
Oh, great. You know, I love to pass judgment on others. It's kind of one of the things that I'm really, really great at.
I'm going to read you a store that has made the official announcement that they will be closed on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then we're going to decide, are they a hero for it or are they a zero for it?
All right. I love this.
Let's start with Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware is going to be closed on Thanksgiving.
Right, because that's where you get your turkey tools, is at Ace Hardware. Right?
I'm going to go with zero on that one. I'm going to go with zero. Although I want to see you guys open on Black Friday, though, because I'm going over there. I got a garden cart over there last year on Black Friday. $12.
Nice.
$12.
Good.
That Ace Hardware garden cart is legit.
Let's get ready to applaud Costco for being closed on Thanksgiving.
I guess. I mean, they make their people show up all other days.
Well, right. You know, they're only closed a couple days a year, and Thanksgiving, I feel like, believe it or not, should be one of the days they're not closed. Because when the turkey or when I something terrible happens,
you need them.
I need somewhere to go where I can get 17 pounds of mashed potatoes in one package.
Right, or you need 18 new chairs because that branch of your family is arriving in from town. I'm going to need 8 folding tables here at the same time, too.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Costco. Right. You might want to rethink that.
You know what? Right, let's rethink that one. Sorry, Costco.
Home goods, because what if you need a couch right on Thanksgiving?
Or a mismatched pillow that you can't find the other pillow that matches it anywhere else in there. I'm going to say that we could probably skip that one.
Yeah, we don't really need to go to Home Goods.
Zero.
Yeah.
Not a hero.
Here's another one that's questionable.
Okay.
Petco. Petco being closed on Thanksgiving, because what if you have like a running out of dog food emergency,
right?
And now there's no food and you can't give the dog the turkey because they'll have diarrhea or just sleep for 3 days.
First off, I'll give my dogs turkey all day.
I think Lila has a
turkey or chicken, they're all about
allergy. I think she has a poultry allergy.
That is so sad.
I know, but I'm not sure. I made that up in my head, but I think it's real.
I mean, have you fed her poultry and then she had a reaction?
Well, she has. So I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. But either way, Petco.
I mean, if you feed a dog too much of anything, they're going to have diarrhea. It's not what they normally eat. So that's not necessarily a reaction.
Lila was throwing
up. I mean, we do the
same
thing to you. You'll have a reaction.
So Petco, hero or zero for being closed?
I guess.
I would say zero.
I'm biased.
Yeah.
I'm just big on pets and animals, so, you know.
Well, here's the places that have not made announcements yet, so now we have to shun them until they make their announcements on what they're going to do.
Right.
They have not made the official announcement. Home Depot. Do we need Home Depot to be open?
Why? Not on Thanksgiving.
No.
You got to already have your fryer in order. But again, Black Friday, be open because I will be up in the joint.
How about Office Depot, Office Max? Because you definitely want to file things on Thanksgiving.
Just close.
Yeah.
Of course. Just close, guys. I need that right there.
But here's the thing.
They sell random things. Have you been in an Office Max recently, too? They sell all sorts of random stuff
like
now.
What?
Well, I mean, I know that you need coffee and, like, paper towels at your office building, but they sell, like, a bunch of other stuff, too. Like, it's kind of turned into, like, a weird, I don't know.
It's the only place you can buy is a mini safe. I don't know where else you can find a mini safe except for, like, Staples.
Like, one of those, like, you know, like, the little keyed ones.
Yeah.
You get, like, for $19, and the kid thinks they have a safe.
Right.
But if you just drop it on the pavement hard, it'll open up.
I have one of those.
Right. I also have one of those.
That's where Christian keeps all his necessary paperwork. Look, it's fireproof, Mom.
Here's the two stores that definitely will be open, though, on Thanksgiving if you want to, you know, destroy your family's dreams and just head out. Walmart and Target.
Constant. Long known there's no soul there. It's fine.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
If you ever need life advice and don't know where to turn, you can send an email to my 10-year-old daughter Hayden. She has no qualifications to give you advice, but she always has something to say.
Yeah, and she's a lot easier to deal with than one of those receptionists in an actual doctor's office. That's for sure.
It's true. Hayden, today's email says, "Hello, Hayden. I need you to talk some sense into my husband. We have an unfinished basement, and he wants to turn it into a man cave. He wants to put up all his silly sports memorabilia, big screen TV, recliner chairs, and then have his guys over to watch football. Since we've bought this house 3 years ago, we've talked about making that a playroom for the kids. And he keeps using the excuse that the entire house is a playground for the kids. He wants his own space. What do you think that space should become?" From Clara in Wilton. What do you think?
Girlfriend, you have to talk some sense into him. I mean, that should be a kid's room because you don't want your kids messing all over your house. They're going to draw on the walls. At least it's in their playroom. It's not in your house.
Well, I don't think we advocate drawing on the walls. Period. Kids should not be drawing on the walls.
But what if they do? It should be down there.
All right, so what can she say to her husband to help convince him?
Honey, look, we've been talking about this for a long time, and I think we should do this because Hayden says so.
You think that'll work?
If she says it right. Or she can threaten him.
Threaten him?
Wow.
Yes.
What is she going to threaten him with?
if I don't get a playroom for my kids, you better get a bed in there because you're going to be sleeping in the basement.
Wow.
Hayden's been watching a lot of TV lately.
It feels like daytime television. Is she watching some drama?
Like, right? General Hospital? I don't know what she's watching. Right. I have no idea.
Passions or something? Something's going on
Days
here.
Of our lives.
Never in my life have I told my husband to sleep on the couch or go sleep somewhere else. So right. I have no idea.
Where she's getting this.
Right.
But she delivered it with gusto.
Right.
Like, I mean, like, she believes it.
Threaten him. I'm like, what are you watching? I thought you were watching Nickelodeon. Yeah, what is happening? I'm a Disney Channel.
To be fair, every other room is the kid's room. That's how it happens in life.
Yeah,
right?
But if you...
And in the house, every other room becomes your wife's room. The fact that you need a man cave is there. It's initializing. It shows that there's a problem already.
Listen, as Hayden would say...
But get a garage, a really big one, and then just go hide in there. Put so much stuff in there, they can't walk in there.
Girlfriend.
Speaking for a friend.
That needs to be a kid's room.
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden at star999.com. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N at star999.com. See you next week.
What was the last purchase that you hid from your spouse? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, star99.9. Last night, I heard the words that I hate the most come out of my husband's mouth.
What was that?
He's like, we've been spending a lot of money lately.
And by we. By we mean he means you.
And I know exactly what's coming up, you know?
What is this charge for this right here?
And, I have this don't ask, don't tell rule in my house.
It's kind of like what me and my wife have. We have separate accounts,
well,
right?
Well, no, we
stuff.
Don't have separate
I know
accounts.
You don't, but...
We don't do that.
But
everything
if you're not
goes
paying attention, it's kind of the same thing.
And then I felt like I was having a conversation with my daughter, because if I ask my daughter something where I already know the answer,
right.
She's silent, and then she goes, what? And it's like, what she does
like
to
you
buy
have to
time.
Repeat, like you have right. to repeat right. it? Right.
I'll be like, hey, remember that science test you told me you were totally prepared for? How'd it go?
Right.
What?
What? 30, you know? 30 seconds later, right.
It's just
what?
Buying time. So my husband's love like, I'm looking
bridges
over.
To lies. Oh, I love yeah. it. Right. You're just getting your stuff in order in your head.
I got to think of something.
So he's going over our bank account, and he's going over the charges. Mm-hmm. And he's like, but what is this $100 charge a month
right.
at this place called Tiffany's?
Okay.
And he's like, you don't buy jewelry every month.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany's is where I get my eyelash extensions. And I purposely don't tell him because it is such like a such a waste of money, but I need
right.
it so badly.
Right. You need it. Right. You told me once you went for it, you couldn't go back.
I couldn't stop going.
You went at a time where you were feeling weak in
right.
your life.
Yeah.
And you needed it. And you needed a boost. And you said to yourself, it's just going to happen
one time. There's no such thing as one time when it comes to eyelash
that's
extensions.
The thing.
You get addicted immediately.
Right. Once they get them in, you realize that, oh my gosh, the eyelashes you were dealing with before were terrible.
So here's the thing.
And your life has changed now.
Here's the thing, though. My husband also doesn't know how much mascara costs.
Oh, no.
So I told him, I go, do you have any idea how much money we're saving on mascara now that I have these eyelashes?
No.
And he's like, oh. And I'm like, mascara is so expensive. And now I don't need to use that because I have these eyelash extensions. I am terrified. He's going to go to CVS.
He's going to find out.
Find out how much mascara
he's gonna
costs.
He's going to find out. He's going
right.
to Google this.
Yeah,
right?
$10.
He's going to have a conversation with somebody at his office. He's going to be, listen, how much do you
much
get
eyelash?
Right.
Do you know what mascara is?
Mascara? Right.
Right.
Do you
much
know how
it
much
cost?
It costs? Right.
Is it $150 a month, mascara?
No, I get it. Some things you just don't want to explain to people because you know they'll shine a light on it and know right away that it's frivolous.
Right.
You should not have this thing.
So anyway, what was the last purchase that you hid from your spouse, Raven?
Anything that I eat when my wife's away, I don't tell her about. Because number one, caloric intake. Mm. She'll just be like, that's terrible. Why would you do that? You acted like a child, and I'll do it all day long. The last thing that I really hid was, so remember I was supposed to go to that bachelor party. I was a groomsman at a bachelor party.
Yeah.
And I could not make it. I had to do another event. And I paid for the bachelor party, even though I didn't go.
Oh, shit.
And it was over $200.
Oh, no.
And I just did it. And the fact of how I was notified about when it was going down, like, there's really no reason that I should have paid it. But I really just gave it to my friend because I knew how stressful that whole process could be. I was like, here, go get yourself out of trouble, Maddie. That's what I did.
You didn't tell Alicia because she would lose her mind.
Nuclear.
Yeah,
your
wife would go crazy. 1-800-330-9999. What was the last purchase that you hid from your spouse? I hide the fact that it costs a lot of money to get my eyelashes done for my husband. It's one of those things because, like, not that he would be upset, but it's more of how much do you spend on fake eyelashes?
It's $1,200 a year. I mean, he might be upset. When I say that out loud, right? I mean, it really sinks in.
I told him that we're saving so much money on mascara. He has no idea how much mascara
costs. He's
going
to find that out someday. Someday that's going to be found out.
What was the last purchase that you hid from your significant other? Christian?
A $300 Nintendo Switch.
Oh, come on.
I mean, had to get it. It's
you're
so
a grown-up.
Good.
You have a mustache.
I wanted to play Mario Kart, and yeah, it turns out it's a lot of money.
I mean, she still doesn't seriously.
She still doesn't know how.
She's not.
Does she think that Santa brought it for you?
I told her it was a gift.
Right. From your mom.
From your mom.
I'm saying, because that's the only person that can buy you a video game system.
Is your mom. Your mom and your dad.
I just remember that I hid car ramps. I bought car ramps off of Amazon. I haven't used them once. Haven't put them under a car. Okay. Had really no designs to put them under a car. Yeah. I was just like, that's a great price. And who doesn't need car ramps in their garage? I still haven't even opened the box, actually.
See, I can't have a video game system, but he can get car ramps.
They're both a waste of money. You know what's not a waste of money?
What's
these
that?
Fantastic eyelashes.
Right. I mean, all the money that you're saving keeping the rest of your face clean because it just aerodynamically pushes the wind and rain away from your face.
1-800-330-9999. What's the last purchase that you hid from your spouse? Last night, I heard the words that I hate the most that come out of my husband's mouth.
Yeah.
You know, we've been spending a lot of money lately. Oh, gosh, I know. Because when it says we, it means me.
Yes.
You know?
That's right, right. It's not me that's the problem. It's yourself.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. What was the last purchase that you hid from your spouse? 1-800-330-9999. He's been analyzing our bank accounts, and he realized how much a month I spend on eyelash extensions.
Right.
And it's such an uncomfortable conversation.
It's excessive.
Right.
It's $100.
Well, it's expensive. It's expensive to do, but it's addicting. And my eyelashes are full. And they look good and they make me feel better.
Anna did this at a weak time in her life where she needed to feel good about herself.
And now
she
I can't stop.
And now she can't stop.
I call them my skinny eyelashes.
They gave you just enough to get you in. And now they've got you hooked. And now you're there.
That baby gave me 30 extra pounds. But now I have these skinny eyelashes to make me feel better about myself.
it's a necessary expense.
Yeah.
This is what's happened.
Oh, man. Luckily, he doesn't know how much mascara costs. So I just told him we're saving so much on mascara.
I have car ramps I have never used, have no intention of using, no idea when I'm going to use them. I bought them. They're sitting in a box.
My wife has no idea.
She was like, what were those? I was like, oh, they were like free.
Yep, they're free.
She saw that like 3 months later. She's like, that doesn't sound normal.
So we asked on our Facebook page last night, so what was the last purchase that you hid from your spouse? Michelle wrote, she's about to forget to tell her husband that she bought a 4-tier chocolate fountain and chocolate for her daughter's birthday party.
Oh, that sounds like that happened yesterday. These birthday parties get out of control right now, by the way.
It's true.
Wait, we need a bounce house, a DJ, and a petting zoo?
Oh,
how
man.
Is that possible?
And favors.
The baby's
favors,
two. Right? The baby doesn't even know. He won't even remember this.
Carol wrote, she hid from her husband Botox, and then my daughter ratted me out 6 months later.
Oof.
That's the worst. But here's the thing. You could get Botox and your husband doesn't even notice.
That's what I'm saying. You're a jerk if you don't ask or compliment the new haircut.
So pretty.
But you don't notice when your wife's face doesn't move for 6 days as it comes down to normal again?
I mean, she doesn't notice. It's funny. And the worst is when you tell your kids. The kiss of death for me is if I say to my 10-year-old daughter, Hayden.
Right.
Don't tell daddy.
Right.
Because then it's
then
like,
she wants a payoff too.
She can't like keep it in. Every day it's like. I think I have to tell daddy. I'm like, Hayden!
Right.
We specifically
she's doing
said
that to play you. And,
right.
And she needs a payoff, too, at that
point. I was
going
to say, what are you going to have to do, bribe her?
She'll hold silence if you bribe her. Right, if she also has a secret.
Ilona wrote that she hid from her spouse clothes, shoes, and artwork. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we're not married anymore.
I was going to say, that sounds like a surprise credit report.
Right.
Which is always an uncomfortable thing if you've never breached that subject in a relationship. Sooner or later, that comes out if somebody's hiding something.
But don't you walk into your living room and you're like, is that a Picasso on the wall?
Now, I got that in an estate sale.
Right.
It's just another ship sailing across an ocean, a rough sea, if you will.
But Danielle hit it on the head. She says everything she buys, she hides from her husband. And then about 2 to 3 months later, he's like, is that new? And at that point, it's not. So
right.
I say no.
No, like, no, we've had that.
1-800-330-9999. What was that last purchase that you hid from your spouse? It happens every once in a while. You buy something and you know your spouse is going to give you a hard time about it. So you just forget to tell them.
Right. But I mean, it's an omission. Is that the same thing as lying? I don't know.
I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. Star 99.9. It's Sienna and Raven. What was the last thing that you hid from your significant other?
Rims and tires yesterday.
Oh, come on. They're going to see those. You're going to pull up and they're going to be like, oh, those look nice.
Yo, I pulled up yesterday. He was so mad.
Right. Right. Because he's saying to himself, I would like rims and tires.
Right.
I would like something flashy.
Because he's jealous, not because you spent the money.
He still don't want to pay for it. And Ann Raven, what's the last purchase you hid from your spouse?
1987 Mercedes 240D.
I mean, come
every
on.
Time, I'm not kidding you.
Wait, hold on. How do you hide a car purchase from your wife?
Bought it from my mechanic, kept it at the garage for 3 months. After 3 months, he said I had to get it out of there. I moved over to my brother-in-law's warehouse, and now it's at my father's house.
And you're still hiding it. She's eventually going to find
out. No.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the last thing you hid from your spouse?
A golf club purchase, but of course, the mailman comes early, and it comes in the stupidest size box ever. So my wife's like, what's this?
Right. I mean, it comes in a box that's long enough to hold a golf club because there's no way around that. Like, I mean, you have to ask them to put it like in a refrigerator box or something like that. Golf clubs aren't cheap either.
No, you got to ask them, can you please hide it behind the house in a secret spot when you deliver?
I tried to order like four things, figuring they sent in bigger box and be like, oh, this came. But no, of course, they sent everything separate.
Right. Four times that you got in trouble. Yeah,
that's... Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the last purchase you hid from your spouse?
Every single time I get my hair done, I tell my spouse it's half the price.
Half the price. I know that women's hairstyling can get pricey. So how much are you paying on average for when you go to the hair salon?
If I go to a full do, cut, color, style, 200 plus.
Yep.
I tell them it's like 75.
Oh, good.
You know what I do sometimes?
We expect that you're at one of those places that just has the coupon that they give the kid one standard haircut, the guy one standard haircut, and somehow they make every woman's hair look amazing for $75.
No, I'm gonna tell you what I do, and this is the honest truth, and you can do this too, is I take cash out. So I tell my husband that I need cash because I don't have any cash on me, and then I use cash to pay towards things that are really expensive and do half on the card, half cash, so he doesn't realize the full amount.
So he never knows.
Never knows.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the last purchase you hid from your spouse?
A Harley Davidson.
Yeah, I mean, you can only hide those for so long. Where did you stash this thing?
I had it behind my shed, and then I put it under a few tarps, and then I moved it to a few buddies' places, and then I started thinking it was better to just park it in the garage and no tarp, no nothing. I just figured it's better to beg for forgiveness than ask permission.
I mean,
right.
How come when the guys call, they're massive, massive purchases?
Well,
women are like, I bought a shirt at Kohl's. I didn't tell him how much it cost.
Right. Well, you're doing it on the daily or the weekly. He's doing this like once, and that's his thing.
Right.
Then he spends the next few years burying it. Thank you for the
that's
call.
It. That's
he had to buy it. Tarps to hide it. Tarps.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Manny and Rebecca. Rebecca, let's start with you. What's going on?
I have a situation. My 12-year-old daughter came home last week and told me that one of the parents who helps us, you know, we do carpooling for theater rehearsals. She just told me that one of the parents crammed 5 kids in the back seat of their car and didn't make them wear seatbelts. And I'm like, I didn't even know what to say. I'm like so upset. And I just want to let the other parents know that that is not okay, and that is my daughter, and like I want to confront the mom. She put the kids in danger. I'm just baffled by it. And my daughter said it's never happened before, so it's probably a last minute thing. But it is never okay. They should have just called me. I would have you know, gotten my car, and so they could get home safe.
Yeah, Manny, what's your side of this?
You know, I mean, one, I sympathize, and I do agree it's not safe, and they should not have done that. But obviously, it was a last minute thing. It's not like anyone planned that. I cramming 5 kids in the car, something came up, and there's no reason to like make a big deal out of it. Really, like we're gonna alienate our fellow parents just because someone had a life crisis. You know? I mean, these things happen. We gotta move on.
No, this isn't like the 70s. Like, we wear seatbelts now. There's a reason for it.
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, it is not like olden times. Like, we understand more about safety. Accidents never arrive on a time that's convenient for you when you've had time for it to plan for it to happen. If so, nobody would ever get injured. So it just takes it just takes a split second, and then you've got a problem, and then you're suing them, and the problem's bigger anyways. I mean, I don't know if I'd call them and go nuclear, but I'd certainly talk to my child about this and make sure they were prepared for next time. Am I crazy? I don't know. Am I crazy? Because if somebody didn't seatbelt in my dog, there's a problem. If my dog gets home and tells me that there was a lot of dogs in the backseat and he didn't have a seatbelt after feeder, I'm going to go nuts.
Well, okay. There should have been some kind of communication that this happened. I understand that last minute things happen where all of a sudden there's a kid that needs a ride and there's not enough room.
Sure, I could see that.
But there should have been some kind of talk about it or a message or been like, hey, this happened today. I'm really sorry. I don't know about you notifying everybody in the carpool and making a big deal out of it is the right thing to do either, but I'm not sure. So what we can do is ask our audience, and they may agree with you, Rebecca. What she did was unacceptable. She needs to be called out on it, and everybody else that's involved in this carpool needs to know that it happened. But they may see Manny's side too. Things happen and you're overreacting, and it was just one ride, and we should just let your daughter know next time. Say, oh, I'm not allowed to get in if I don't have a seatbelt. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Well, yeah, sure.
They could have done short straws, or they could have just gave the kid that they didn't like the no seatbelt and then had all the other kids wear the seatbelt. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. I don't know if that's best way either.
You guys are going to try to figure out which one of your lives is in peril. Right. Here we go. That's exciting. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Becca is out of her mind mad because their 12-year-old daughter is part of a carpool from theater home from school. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Her daughter just told her that one of the moms shoves like five kids in the back seat, doesn't make them wear seatbelts.
Right.
She is out of her mind she's like, it's so dangerous.
It happened at least once. This is what she's just hearing about it. And she's saying that that's totally unacceptable.
And she wants to call out the mom. She wants to tell everybody else that it's part of the carpool. Manny, her husband's like, just relax. It's no big deal. It is what it is. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
That lady is nuts about the carpool, making a big deal out of nothing. This is the problem with the country in regards to everybody's too temperamental. Get a grip.
Right. I mean, if the kids were just tougher, even if they were in an accident, they'd be fine because they're tougher. Because that's how we used to be here in America. Tougher.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
I see both sides so clearly. It's hard. How could you not?
With the point he made,
right?
Of course.
This is what's wrong with America, which is my favorite defense. My favorite. But, I mean, if you're trusting another parent to take care of your child and transport them from point one to point two, and they're pushing kids in the back with no seatbelts, like, you'd probably be upset, too. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Manny and Rebecca's 12-year-old daughter filled them in that in their carpool on the way home from theater, one of the moms didn't make them wear seatbelts and shoved about five kids in the back seat. Rebecca is out of her mind upset, says she wants to confront the mom, make a big deal out of it. Manny says, that was a one-time thing. Our daughter should have known to put on a seatbelt or to say something.
Well, it's fair that their daughter should have known to either say something or put on a seatbelt or refuse the ride. However, and things do happen, and you have to understand that too. But if it happens once, you get away with it, then it's more likely to happen again. And if you add it up, the math just says you're looking for a problem.
Is Rebecca overreacting, or does she have every right to be so upset? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I don't think you need to go nuclear over that. I think it's like a common childhood theme. You know, you get squished in the back with your friends. I mean, when I was growing up, we used to have those cars where you used to sit in the back. And he used to stare out at the car. It was like the trunk of an old wagon. And it was fantastic.
Right. Yeah. They should have called that the death caboose, but they just called it family station wagons. I remember.
Yeah. Whenever you got to go in the back of a parent, my dad's pickup truck, that was the biggest thing in the world. It was so fun.
And that's like the most dangerous thing ever.
It's true.
Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm actually on the husband's side. I think people are reacting. I understand the safety issue. I get that. But she made one mistake. You don't want to call her out and say, oh, you're an irresponsible parent because you fit five kids in the backseat of a car without a seatbelt. I understand that. Plus, she's sent her daughter 12. She needs to learn how to speak up for herself at this age and just say, hey, I don't feel comfortable without a seatbelt. Can I wear one or can I call my mom? It's not like that hard.
Right.
Thank you. Very concise. I mean, I agree with the fact that you've got to teach your child. That's probably the best defense phrase. Is the most important thing.
Yeah.
I also agree that you don't have to go nuclear, but I do think you have to say something, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really, I'm so torn on this because, like, if you had an extra kid that needs a ride home, what are you going to do? Leave that kid?
Right.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm definitely on the mother's side. Absolutely. Those kids need to be safely riding or don't ride. And that mother should be ashamed of herself. That driver should be ashamed of herself.
Right. If you don't have a seatbelt, that's what the ratchet straps are for. Get that kid on the luggage rack and let's lock this thing down like snowboards up to Vermont.
I got into a car crash when I was 16 years old, and I didn't have a seatbelt on, and my head went through the windshield. That taught me you always wear a seatbelt.
Right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Manny, our audience agreed with you. Rebecca, maybe not making a huge spectacle is the way to go. Maybe just casually mentioning it and maybe just bringing it up is probably okay, but you shouldn't be notifying all the parents and putting her on blast without getting the whole story.
That's awful. I'm really surprised to hear that answer.
You don't want to go nuclear. Start from the fact that, hey, one of the girls relayed this to me. If you're ever in a position like this where you don't have seatbelts for everybody, we can share the responsibility. Call me. I'd rather have you call me than something terrible happening. You know, maybe that just drives the point home on her. It's not like you need to do it publicly, but I think privately, you should definitely still have that conversation.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's a dismissive. Okay, all right. I know. I give that one, too.
Manny, you got to be happy with this.
I mean, I'm a little relieved. I do agree that it shouldn't happen, and we're going to have to talk to Megan and just make sure she knows. If this happens again, she's got to be the responsible one and say, you know, I'm going to call my parents to get a ride.
Good idea.
Yeah. If you have an issue, too, send an email, couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought
Spent
it.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dance.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Sean, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, man.
Okay. Raven is walking on out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready to do this?
Yes, sure. Let's do it.
Number 1, Gwen Stefani will receive the Fashion Icon Award at the People's Choice Awards. What's the name of her current fashion line?
Lamb.
Number 2, Mattel debuted Judge Barbie as the latest in their Career of the Year line. What TV judge currently hosts the People's Court?
Judge Million.
Number 3, Rihanna confirmed that she turned down the opportunity to be the Super Bowl halftime performer. What 2 performers will take the stage in February? I need an answer, Sean. I'm sorry.
All right, sorry. Pass.
Number 4, Mindy Kaling claims that the Television Academy tried to strip her of her producer credit on the hit show where she played Kelly Kapoor. What show was that?
I'm terrible. I don't know.
Okay, and number 5, Justin Bieber bought a $35,000 exotic cat. What is the name of the fictional character cat that was produced by the Japanese company Sanrio? She typically wears a bow and has no mouth.
Hello, Kitty.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yeah.
Okay. Sean got 3 out of 5.
That 3's pretty good.
Yeah. Number 1, Gwen Stefani will receive the Fashion Icon Award at the People's Choice Awards. What's the name of her current fashion line?
Isn't it Lamb?
Lamb is correct. Do you know what Lamb stands for?
I don't remember, no.
Love Angel Music Baby.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's been very successful for her over the years.
Number 2, Mattel debuted Judge Barbie as the latest in their Career of the Year line.
Good.
What TV judge currently hosts the People's Court?
That's Marilyn Milan.
Yeah, Milian.
Milian.
Yep.
I love her.
Okay.
As you know, it's almost uncomfortable when we visit with
Whenever
her.
Whenever we go and visit her, because she tapes in Stanford, it's almost creepy because Raven just looks at her with this like look of lust in his eyes.
Oh, man, she is the hottest judge on TV.
Okay.
No question about it. She's even better in person.
All right. Number 3, Rihanna confirmed that she turned down the opportunity to be the Super Bowl halftime performer. What 2 performers will take the stage in February?
So far, it's Beyonce and Shakira.
Wrong. It is J-Lo and Shakira.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I got confused for a minute. I was still thinking about the judge. judge.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. How could I do that? I'm sorry. I was blinded by the judge.
I can't believe you just did that.
Oh,
nice.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a gimme question.
I know.
I hope the other two are not really hard. Man, I was blinded by
thinking of the
judge. You're
blinded by Judge Million.
Oh.
She does wear tight dresses. I'll tell
you
that.
I miss you, Judge.
Under that robe is a tight dress.
I'm going to see her soon.
Number four, Mindy Kaling claims the Television Academy tried to strip her for producer credit on the hit show where she played Kelly Kapoor. What show was that?
The Office.
You guys are tied at three. You need this
Man,
one to win.
Good thing I needed that. It's so hard for me to focus right now.
Right. Number five, Justin Bieber bought a $35,000 exotic cat. What is the name of the fictional character cat that was produced by the Japanese company Sanrio? She typically wears a bow and has no mouth.
Isn't that Hello Kitty?
That's right. Sean, Raven beat you 4-3 this morning.
Woo! This is Sean from Westport, and I cannot beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Sean. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time. Thanks. You know, I should have made the correlation, too, because Judge Million looks a bit like J-Lo.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right, make sure you're listening at 5:30 today. We'll give you the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
What's amazing that's happening in your life? 1-800-330-9999. We always want you to tell us something good. I have really exciting personal news. You probably remember about a month ago, I talked about, if you missed it, that my family and I had auditioned in Stamford for Family Feud, like the real Family Feud. They held a local audition here.
You never told me about it. We never had at least 7 exhaustive conversations about it.
I mean, it's one of those things that every family dreams about, that you see them and you're like, we should go on Family Feud.
It was exciting.
It was.
It was exciting for you guys. You had a good tryout. It had its ups and downs. It was an emotional roller coaster, really.
It really was, because we thought we did well, but mm-hmm. we weren't sure if we did well enough. And what happens is we got to the second round of auditions in Family Feud, and then we were done. And the producer said to us, if we select you, you'll hear in the next 4 weeks.
Right.
So
3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks. Yeah.
And then everybody on the blog said 3 weeks. And then Anna hit 3 weeks in a day and started to freak out.
Right. Because I figured, you know what? We're not getting this postcard, because they let you know by postcard that you're going to be selected. And I pretty much had given up and I was sad. And actually, on Monday, I even talked about it on the air, being sad that we probably didn't make it. And it was down to the last couple of days and we probably should have gotten the postcard already.
Heartbreaking.
Sure enough, Monday, after I talked about it on the show, I go home, I open up the mailbox, and I just have a feeling. Yeah, you never just get a feeling. I just had a feeling. I'm like, today's the day.
Something wonderful or terrible is going to happen?
Yeah. And there it was. The postcard was there saying, congratulations, your family has been selected to participate in Family Feud.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so exciting.
I know you're pumped up. Now, it's like getting cable installed, because they give you a window of, what was it, 6 months? Five months.
So here,
and we're like, be ready.
Here's the crazy part. So they film from March to September, and you have to be ready at any point for when they call you to be like, okay, and it could be during the week, it could be weekends, it could be anything.
Right.
But here, they also, in the postcard, tell you that they reserve the right to change their mind.
Right.
So
you could come out and stink up the joint, and there's no guarantee that you're going to be on the show. Or they could change their mind between now and then and be like, nah.
Exactly. So at least before, it was a matter of 4 weeks, and you could figure out when you had to go.
Now you have no idea.
Now we have to wait till September.
Right.
Like, between now and September, they'll call
You've
us.
You've never been so regimented about checking your mailbox
never.
As you will be starting next spring.
Well, no, they don't. Now they call.
Oh, my gosh.
When they call, it's, we have you guys booked on a flight on Friday at 6 o'clock.
You have
cool?
to pick up every robocall from now till the end of your time.
Every single one. Every call, I will have
I
to pick
love
up.
That.
Yep. Because every single time, I will be like, this is it. This is our call to L.A.
This could be the call. This could be the call. Open enrollment on your insurance plan is about to end.
But then there's going to be that one call Boop. That comes.
Customers can't find you on your webpage.
Mm-hmm.
Boop.
But it's happening. That call is going to come. And what they do is they pay for your flights out to L.A. and 2 nights in a hotel. I don't care if it's like a roach-infested hotel. You put me with Steve Harvey and I'm ready to go.
In the same hotel, right.
Oh, I don't think Steve Harvey's staying
with me. Your vehicle warranty is about to expire. Boop.
Damn. Oh, man.
You'll be picking up that phone from now until the end of time. Ha ha ha!